English 900, Book 2, Tape 1A, Talking About Objects and People. Listen. What do you want? I want a cup of coffee. What would you like to eat? Please give me a piece of pie. Which one would you like, this one or that one? It doesn't matter to me. I'd like to talk with Mr. Jones or Mr. Smith. I'm sorry, but both of them are busy right now. Wouldn't you like some coffee? I'd rather have some tea, if you don't mind. Do you know any of those people? Two or three of them look familiar. All of those people are friends of mine. Which one of those men is Mr. Taylor? Is he the tall man on the left? Now, repeat. What do you want? I want a cup of coffee. What would you like to eat? Please give me a piece of pie. Which one would you like, this one or that one? It doesn't matter to me. I'd like to talk with Mr. Jones or Mr. Smith. I'm sorry, but both of them are busy right now. Wouldn't you like some coffee? I'd rather have some tea, if you don't mind. Do you know any of those people? Two or three of them look familiar. All of those people are friends of mine. Which one of those men is Mr. Taylor? Is he the tall man on the left? Intonation. Listen and repeat. What do you want? I want a cup of coffee. What would you like to eat? Please give me a piece of pie. Which one would you like, this one or that one? It doesn't matter to me. I'd like to talk with Mr. Jones or Mr. Smith. I'm sorry, but both of them are busy right now. Wouldn't you like some coffee? I'd rather have some tea, if you don't mind. Do you know any of those people? Two or three of them look familiar. All of those people are friends of mine. Which one of those men is Mr. Taylor? Is he the tall man on the left? Questions and answers. Listen. 1. What do you want? I want a cup of coffee. 2. What would you like to eat, John? Please give me a piece of pie. 3. Wouldn't you like some coffee? I'd rather have some tea if you don't mind. 4. Hello, Jack. What would you like to eat? Please give me a piece of pie. 5. Which one would you like, this one or that one? It doesn't matter to me. 6.
I'd like to talk with Mr. Jones or Mr. Smith.
I'm sorry, but both of them are busy right now. 7.
Do you know any of those people over there? Several of them look familiar.
8. Do you know any of these people? All of those people are friends of mine. 9.
Which one of those men is Mr. Jones?
I really don't know. 10.
Is Mr. Taylor the tall man on the left? Yes, he is. That's Mr. Taylor on the left.
11. Wouldn't you like some tea now? If you don't mind, I'd rather have some coffee. 12. Is Mr. Jones busy right now?
Yes, he is. Both Mr. Jones and Mr. Smith are busy now.
13.
What would you like to eat? I don't know. It doesn't matter to me.
14. Do you know those two men over there?
Both of them look familiar.
15. Which book would you like, this one or that one? I'd rather have that one over there. Now, listen and repeat. 12. Is Mr. Jones busy right now?
Yes, he is. Both Mr. Jones and Mr. Smith are busy now.
13.
What would you like to eat? I don't know. It doesn't matter to me.
14. Do you know those two men over there?
Both of them look familiar.
15. Which book would you like, this one or that one? I'd rather have that one over there. This is the end of Tape 1A, Book 2, English 900. Book 2, Tape 1B. 1. Listen. What do you want, Bill? Please tell me. What do you want, Mr. Jones? Please tell me. What do you want, Jane? Please tell me. Now, repeat. What do you want, Bill? Please tell me. What do you want, Mr. Jones? Please tell me. What do you want, Jane? Please tell me. 2. Listen. I want a cup of coffee. What do you want? I want a cup of tea. What do you want? I want a cup of cocoa. What do you want? Now, repeat. I want a cup of coffee. What do you want? I want a cup of tea. What do you want? I want a cup of cocoa. What do you want? 3. Listen. I don't want a cup of coffee. I want a glass of tea. I don't want a cup of coffee. I want a glass of milk. I don't want a cup of coffee. I want a glass of lemonade. I don't want a cup of coffee. I want a glass of water. Now, repeat. I don't want a cup of coffee. I want a glass of tea. I don't want a cup of coffee. I want a glass of milk. I don't want a cup of coffee. I want a glass of lemonade. I don't want a cup of coffee. I want a glass of water. 4. Listen. What does your friend want, Bill? Please tell me. What does Mr. Jones want, Bill? Please tell me. What does Helen want, Bill? Please tell me. What does your brother want, Bill? Please tell me. What does the gentleman want, Bill? Please tell me. Now, repeat. What does your friend want, Bill? Please tell me. What does Mr. Jones want, Bill? Please tell me. What does Helen want, Bill? Please tell me. What does your brother want, Bill? Please tell me. What does the gentleman want, Bill? Please tell me. 5. Listen. Excuse me, What would you like to eat? Excuse me, what would you like to drink? Now, repeat. Excuse me, what would you like to eat? Excuse me, what would you like to drink? 6. Listen. What about your friend? What would he like to eat? What about your brother? What would he like to eat? What about Mr. Smith? What would he like to eat? What about Jack? What would he like to eat? Now, repeat. What about your friend? What would he like to eat? What about your brother? What would he like to eat? What about Mr. Smith? What would he like to eat? What about Jack? What would he like to eat? 7. Listen. Please give me a piece of pie. That's what I like to eat. Please give me a piece of cake. That's what I'd like to eat. Please give me some pie. That's what I'd like to eat. Please give me some cake. That's what I'd like to eat. Please give me some more ice cream. That's what I'd like to eat. Now, repeat. Please give me a piece of pie. That's what I'd like to eat. Please give me a piece of cake. That's what I'd like to eat. Please give me some pie. That's what I'd like to eat. Please give me some cake. That's what I'd like to eat. Please give me some more ice cream. That's what I'd like to eat. 8. Listen. Which one would you like, this one or that one? Which book would you like, this one or that one? Which pencil would you like, this one or that one? Which radio would you like, this one or that one? Which cup would you like, this one or that one? Which piece would you like, this one or that one? Now, repeat. Which one would you like, this one or that one? Which book would you like, this one or that one? Which pencil would you like, this one or that one? Which radio would you like, this one or that one? Which cup would you like, this one or that one? Which piece would you like, this one or that one? 9. Listen. It doesn't matter to me. Either one is fine. It doesn't matter to him. Either one is fine. It doesn't matter to her. Either one is fine. It doesn't matter to us. Either one is fine. It doesn't matter to them. Either one is fine. It doesn't matter to Helen. Either one is fine. It doesn't matter to anyone. Either one is fine. Now, repeat. It doesn't matter to me. Either one is fine. It doesn't matter to him. Either one is fine. It doesn't matter to her. Either one is fine. It doesn't matter to us. Either one is fine. It doesn't matter to them. Either one is fine. It doesn't matter to Helen. Either one is fine. It doesn't matter to anyone. Either one is fine. Listen and repeat the following sentences. 10. All of those people are friends of mine. Do you know them? Some of those people are friends of mine. Do you know them? A few of those people are friends of mine. Do you know them? Several of those people are friends of mine. Do you know them? Two or three of those people are friends of mine. Do you know them? None of those people are friends of mine. Do you know them? 11. I think I know those people. Two or three of them look familiar. I think I know those people. Some of them look familiar. I think I know those people. Several of them look familiar. I think I know those people. A few of them look familiar. I think I know those people. A couple of them look familiar. I think I know those people. Most of them look familiar. I think I know those people. Many of them look familiar. 12. Which one of those men is Mr. Taylor? Do you know? Which one of those gentlemen is Mr. Taylor? Do you know? 13. Is that Mr. Taylor? Is he the tall man on the left? Is that Mr. Taylor? Is he the short man on the left? Is that Mr. Taylor? Is he the thin man on the left? Is that Mr. Taylor? Is he the fat man on the left? Is that Mr. Taylor? Is he the young man on the left? Is that Mr. Taylor? Is he the old man on the left? 14. I don't know the man on the left. Is that Mr. Taylor? I don't know the man on the right. Is that Mr. Taylor? I don't know the man in the middle. Is that Mr. Taylor? Fifteen. Would you like to talk with Mr. Jones or Mr. Smith? Would he like to talk with Mr. Jones or Mr. Smith? Would she like to talk with Mr. Jones or Mr. Smith? Would they like to talk with Mr. Jones or Mr. Smith? 16. We don't know which one of those men is Mr. Taylor. I don't know which one of those men is Mr. Taylor. She doesn't know which one of those men is Mr. Taylor. He doesn't know which one of those men is Mr. Taylor. 17. If they don't mind, I'd like to talk to Mr. Taylor. If you don't mind, I'd like to talk to Mr. Taylor. If she doesn't mind, I'd like to talk to Mr. Taylor. If he doesn't mind, I'd like to talk to Mr. Taylor. If Helen doesn't mind, I'd like to talk to Mr. Taylor. 18. Is the tall man Mr. Taylor? I'd like to talk to him. Is the tall man Mr. Taylor? He'd like to talk to him. Is the tall man Mr. Taylor? She'd like to talk to him. Is the tall man Mr. Taylor? We'd like to talk to him. Is the tall man Mr. Taylor? They'd like to talk to him. Is the tall man Mr. Taylor? Helen would like to talk to him. Is the tall man Mr. Taylor? Everyone would like to talk to him. 19. Would you rather have coffee or tea? Would you rather have pie or cake? Would you rather have cocoa or milk? Would you rather have lemonade or water? I'd rather have some tea, if you don't mind. I'd rather have some cake, if you don't mind. I'd rather have some milk, if you don't mind. I'd rather have some water, if you don't mind. 20. Jane would rather not have coffee. Do you have some tea? I'd rather not have coffee. Do you have some tea? He'd rather not have coffee. Do you have some tea? They'd rather not have coffee. Do you have some tea? This is the end of Tape 1B, Book 2, English 900. English 900, Book 2, Tape 1C, Conversation. 1. Listen. What do you want, John?
Oh, I don't know. What do you want, Bill?
I want a cup of coffee and a piece of pie.
I don't want coffee. I'd rather have some tea.
What would you like to eat?
Maybe they have some cake. I'd like to have a piece of cake.
Fine. Do you want a glass of water?
No, I don't. I just want a cup of tea.
2. Good morning.
Good morning. Come in, please.
Thank you. Is Mr. Harrison here?
I'm sorry. Mr. Harrison is busy right now.
I'm Helen Jones, and this is Martha.
How do you do? We'd like to talk with Mr. Harrison. How do you do? Mr. Harrison is busy. Do you know Mr. Cooper?
No, we don't. Is Mr. Cooper busy now?
No, he isn't. Would you like to see Mr. Cooper? Yes, we would. If Mr. Harrison is busy, we'd like to talk with Mr. Cooper.
Three. Do you know any of those people over there?
Two or three of them look familiar.
Isn't that Mr. Taylor?
Yes, it is. The tall man on the left is Mr. Taylor.
Who is the short man on the right?
I don't know. Possibly he's Mr. Harrison.
Now, repeat. Do you know any of those people over there?
Two or three of them look familiar.
Isn't that Mr. Taylor?
Yes, it is. The tall man on the left is Mr. Taylor.
Who is the short man on the right?
I don't know. Possibly he's Mr. Harrison.
4. Listen. All of these books and pencils are mine.
Where are my books? Where are my pencils?
I really don't know. Are those yours over there?
No, I don't think so. I have 3 red books and a green one.
I don't know where your books are.
If you don't mind, I'd like to read one of your books.
Fine. Which one would you like to read?
Is that blue book about geography?
No, it isn't. This blue book is about engineering.
I don't know anything about engineering.
Would you like this red book on history?
I'd rather have that green book on geography.
I'm sorry, that book doesn't belong to me.
It doesn't matter. Give me the yellow book.
Five. Listen. Who are those gentlemen over there? Do you know?
2 or 3 of them look familiar.
Who is that tall, thin man on the left?
I don't know who that is. Maybe it's Mr. Taylor.
Maybe it is. I don't know Mr. Taylor.
I don't either. Maybe that's Mr. Taylor on the right.
The man on the right is short and fat.
Is Mr. Taylor tall or short? Do you know?
I really don't know. Maybe Mr. Taylor is short.
If he's short, that must be Mr. Taylor on the right.
Yes, but maybe Mr. Taylor is a tall man.
If he's tall, the man on the left must be Mr. Taylor.
6. Listen. Are those your books, Alice?
Some of these books are mine, and some are Martha's.
Which ones are Martha's books?
Let's see. This yellow book is Martha's.
How many books does Martha have?
She has 4 books. This book is hers. That one is, too.
2 or 3 of those books look familiar.
Maybe these books are yours and not Martha's.
Now, repeat. Are those your books, Alice?
Some of these books are mine and some are Martha's.
Which ones are Martha's books?
Let's see. This yellow book is Martha's.
How many books does Martha have?
She has 4 books. This book is hers. That one is, too.
2 or 3 of those books look familiar.
Maybe these books are yours and not Martha's.
Exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat. I'd like a glass of milk, please.
Would you like some ice cream?
Which one do you want?
Would you like tea or coffee? Either one is fine.
2 or 3 of those men look familiar.
I'd rather have some lemonade.
Is Mr. Harrison busy now?
If you don't mind, I'd rather have some cocoa.
Who is that short man on the left?
It doesn't matter to me.
She'd like a cup of tea.
I want a few books about engineering.
Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. She would like a piece of cake.
She'd like a piece of cake.
We would like to see George.
We'd like to see George.
They would rather have some ice cream.
They'd rather have some ice cream.
He would like a cup of tea.
He'd like a cup of tea.
Exercise 4. Listen and repeat. Would they like a cup of cocoa?
Would you like to meet him?
Would she like some books about geography?
Would we like to see her?
Would he like to know the time?
Would Marilyn like some tea?
Would George and Helen like that?
Would those people like to come?
Would that tall man like some water?
Would those gentlemen like to eat?
Would either one like to come? Exercise 5. Listen and repeat. Wouldn't he like a cup of tea?
Wouldn't you like something to eat?
Wouldn't they want to come?
Wouldn't those people know me?
Wouldn't we like some pencils?
Wouldn't I know Mr. Harrison?
Wouldn't the ladies come to class?
Wouldn't you like something to drink?
Wouldn't your family like them?
Wouldn't your brothers know Helen?
This is the end of Tape 1C, Book 2, English 900. Thank you.
از آنجایی که امروزه روش سمعی و بصری یکی از موفق‌ترین روش‌ها در یادگیری زبان‌های خارجی است، واحد نوار زبان‌های خارجی امین جهت ایجاد تسهیلات بیشتر و بالا بردن سطح علمی و فرهنگی علاقمندان به یادگیری زبان‌های خارجی در سنین و سطوح مختلف اقدام به تهیه و عرضه انواع کتب و نوار زبان‌های خارجی نموده است. علاقمندان می توانند نوارهای مختلف زبانهای انگلیسی، آلمانی، فرانسه و عربی را که در متدهای مختلف تهیه شده است از واحد نوار امانی ما به صورت امانت دریافت دارند. نشانی قم، خیابان حج.
Listen. Do you speak English? Yes, a little. Does your friend speak English? Yes, he speaks English perfectly. What's his native language? I don't know what his native language is. How many languages do you speak? My friend reads and writes several languages. How well do you know French? He speaks French with an American accent. My parents speak English fluently. Mr. Jones can read French pretty well. Sometimes I make mistakes when I speak English. I have a lot of trouble with pronunciation. How is her accent in French? Now, repeat. Do you speak English? Yes, a little. Does your friend speak English? Yes, he speaks English perfectly. What's his native language? I don't know what his native language is. How many languages do you speak? My friend reads and writes several languages. How well do you know French? He speaks French with an American accent. My parents speak English fluently. Mr. Jones can read French pretty well. Sometimes I make mistakes when I speak English. I have a lot of trouble with pronunciation. How is her accent in French? Intonation. Listen and repeat. Do you speak English? Yes, a little. Does your friend speak English? Yes, he speaks English perfectly. What's his native language? I don't know what his native language is. How many languages do you speak? My friend reads and writes several languages. How well do you know French? He speaks French with an American accent. My parents speak English fluently. Mr. Jones can read French pretty well. Sometimes I make mistakes when I speak English. I have a lot of trouble with pronunciation. How is her accent in French? Questions and answers. Listen. 1. Do you speak English? Yes, a little. I speak a little English. 2. Does your friend speak English? Yes, he does. He speaks English perfectly. 3. What's your friend's native language? I don't know what his native language is. 4.
How many languages do you speak? I speak several languages.
5. Does your friend speak several languages? Yes, he does. He speaks 4 languages. 6. Does your friend know several languages? Yes, he reads and writes 3 languages. 7. How well do you know French? I know French pretty well. 8.
Does Mr. Jones read French very well?
Yes, he can read French pretty well. 9. Do you make mistakes when you speak French? Yes, I do. Sometimes I make mistakes. 10. Do you speak English very well? I have a lot of trouble with pronunciation. 11. How is Helen's accent in French? Her accent in French is very good. 12. What's George's native language? His native language is French. 13.
Do you know what Jack's native language is? I think his native language is French.
14. How is my accent in French? Your accent is very good. You speak French very well. 15. How many languages does your friend speak? He speaks, reads, and writes 4 languages. This is the end of Tape 2A, Book 2, English 900. English 900, Book 2, Tape 2B, Substitution Drills. 1. Listen. I don't understand French. Do you speak English? He doesn't understand French. Do you speak English? Now, repeat. I don't understand French. Do you speak English? He doesn't understand French. Do you speak English? 2. Listen. My friend doesn't understand English. Do you speak French? My friend doesn't speak English. Do you speak French? My friend doesn't read English. Do you speak French? My friend doesn't write English. Do you speak French? Now, repeat. My friend doesn't understand English. Do you speak French? My friend doesn't speak English. Do you speak French? My friend doesn't read English. Do you speak French? My friend doesn't write English. Do you speak French? 3. Listen. No, I don't speak French. No, we don't speak French. No, they don't speak French. No, he doesn't speak French. No, she doesn't speak French. No, Helen doesn't speak French. Now, repeat. No, I don't speak French. No, we don't speak French. No, they don't speak French. No, he doesn't speak French. No, she doesn't speak French. No, Helen doesn't speak French. 4. Listen. Does your friend speak English? Does your friend speak German? Does your friend speak Italian? Does your friend speak Spanish? Now, repeat. Does your friend speak English? Does your friend speak German? Does your friend speak Italian? Does your friend speak Spanish? 5. Listen. He speaks French perfectly. That's his native language. He speaks Japanese perfectly. That's his native language. He speaks Chinese perfectly. That's his native language. He speaks Russian perfectly. That's his native language. Now, repeat. He speaks French perfectly. That's his native language. He speaks Japanese perfectly. That's his native language. He speaks Chinese perfectly. That's his native language. He speaks Russian perfectly. That's his native language. 6. Listen. What's your friend's native language? Is it Japanese? What's his native language? Is it Japanese? What's Helen's native language? Is it Japanese? What's her native language? Is it Japanese? What's Helen and Bill's native language? Is it Japanese? What's their native language? Is it Japanese? Now, repeat. What's your friend's native language? Is it Japanese? What's his native language? Is it Japanese? What's Helen's native language? Is it Japanese? What's her native language? Is it Japanese? What's Helen and Bill's native language? Is it Japanese? What's their native language? Is it Japanese? 7. Listen. I don't know what his native language is. Do you know? I don't know what his native tongue is. Do you know? I don't know what his mother tongue is. Do you know? Now, repeat. I don't know what his native language is. Do you know? I don't know what his native tongue is. Do you know? I don't know what his mother tongue is. Do you know? 8. Listen. How many languages do you speak? How many languages do they speak? How many languages does she speak? How many languages does he speak? How many languages does George speak? Now, repeat. How many languages do you speak? How many languages do they speak? How many languages does she speak? How many languages does he speak? How many languages does George speak? 9. Listen. My friend John Smith reads and writes several languages. My friend Bill Jones reads and writes several languages. My friend Mr. Green reads and writes several languages. Now, repeat. My friend John Smith reads and writes several languages. My friend Bill Jones reads and writes several languages. My friend Mr. Green reads and writes several languages. 10. Listen. How well do you know French? Do you speak it fluently? How well do you know Greek? Do you speak it fluently? How well do you know Arabic? Do you speak it fluently? How well do you know Portuguese? Do you speak it fluently? Now, repeat. How well do you know French? Do you speak it fluently? How well do you know Greek? Do you speak it fluently? How well do you know Arabic? Do you speak it fluently? How well do you know Portuguese? Do you speak it fluently? 11. Listen. He speaks French with an American accent, doesn't he? He speaks French with an Italian accent, doesn't he? He speaks French with an Arabic accent, doesn't he? He speaks French with a Japanese accent, doesn't he? He speaks French with a Spanish accent, doesn't he? He speaks French with a Greek accent, doesn't he? Now, repeat. He speaks French with an American accent, doesn't he? He speaks French with an Italian accent, doesn't he? He speaks French with an Arabic accent, doesn't he? He speaks French with a Japanese accent, doesn't he? He speaks French with a Spanish accent, doesn't he? He speaks French with a Greek accent, doesn't he? 12. Listen. My parents speak English fluently. My mother and father speak English fluently. My mom and dad speak English fluently. Now, repeat. My parents speak English fluently. My mother and father speak English fluently. My mom and dad speak English fluently. 13. Listen. Mr. Jones can read French pretty well, can't he? Mr. Jones can read French very well, can't he? Mr. Jones can read French extremely well, can't he? Mr. Jones can read French exceptionally well, can't he? Now, repeat. Mr. Jones can read French pretty well, can't he? Mr. Jones can read French very well, can't he? Mr. Jones can read French extremely well, can't he? Mr. Jones can read French exceptionally well, can't he? 14. Listen. Sometimes I make mistakes when I speak English. Do you? At times I make mistakes when I speak English. Do you? Often I make mistakes when I speak English. Do you? Once in a while I make mistakes when I speak English. Do you? Now, repeat. Sometimes I make mistakes when I speak English. Do you? At times I make mistakes when I speak English. Do you? Often I make mistakes when I speak English. Do you? Once in a while I make mistakes when I speak English. Do you? 15. Listen. I have a lot of trouble with pronunciation. Do you? I have a lot of trouble with spelling. Do you? I have a lot of trouble with grammar. Do you? I have a lot of trouble with reading. Do you? I have a lot of trouble with writing. Do you? Now, repeat. I have a lot of trouble with pronunciation. Do you? I have a lot of trouble with spelling. Do you? I have a lot of trouble with grammar. Do you? I have a lot of trouble with reading. Do you? I have a lot of trouble with writing. Do you? 16. Listen. I don't have any trouble with spelling. I have trouble with pronunciation. I don't have a lot of trouble with spelling. I have trouble with pronunciation. I don't have much trouble with spelling. I have trouble with pronunciation. Now, repeat. I don't have any trouble with spelling. I have trouble with pronunciation. I don't have a lot of trouble with spelling. I have trouble with pronunciation. I don't have much trouble with spelling. I have trouble with pronunciation. 17. Listen. How is her accent in French? Is it very good? How is her pronunciation in French? Is it very good? Now, repeat. How is her accent in French? Is it very good? How is her pronunciation in French? Is it very good? This is the end of Take 2B, Book 2, English 900. English 900, Book 2, Take 2C, Conversation. 1. Listen. Do you speak Japanese, Mrs. Brown?
Yes, I do. I speak a little Japanese.
Does your husband speak Japanese, too?
Yes, a little. Mr. Brown speaks a little Japanese.
How well do you know French, Mrs. Brown?
Pretty well, but I have a lot of trouble with spelling.
How many languages do you speak,
I speak four languages. How many do you speak?
I speak three languages. I don't speak Japanese.
What languages do you speak?
I speak French, Greek, Arabic, and English.
Do you read and write those languages?
Yes, I do, but sometimes I make mistakes in spelling.
So do I.
Now, repeat. Do you speak Japanese, Mrs. Brown?
Yes, I do. I speak a little Japanese.
Does your husband speak Japanese, too?
Yes, a little. Mr. Brown speaks a little Japanese.
How well do you know French, Mrs. Brown?
Pretty well, but I have a lot of trouble with spelling.
How many languages do you speak?
I speak four languages. How many do you speak?
I speak three languages. I don't speak Japanese.
What languages do you speak?
I speak French, Greek, Arabic, and English.
Do you read and write those languages?
Yes, I do, but sometimes I make mistakes in spelling.
So do I.
2. Listen. What's your friend's native language?
His native language is Greek.
Does he speak English, too?
Oh, yes, he speaks English fluently.
My friend's native language is French.
How well does your friend know English?
Pretty well. He has trouble with pronunciation.
Does he speak English fluently?
No, he doesn't. He speaks a little English.
My friend speaks, understands, reads, and writes English.
Now, repeat. What's your friend's native language?
His native language is Greek.
Does he speak English, too?
Oh, yes, he speaks English fluently.
My friend's native language is French.
How well does your friend know English?
Pretty well. He has trouble with pronunciation.
Does he speak English fluently?
No, he doesn't. He speaks a little English.
My friend speaks, understands, reads, and writes English.
3. Listen. Does your family speak French?
Yes, my parents speak French fluently.
How well does your brother speak French?
Pretty well, but he speaks French with an American accent.
Do you make mistakes when you speak French?
Yes, very often I make mistakes in grammar.
Do you understand your parents when they speak French?
Yes, I understand them perfectly.
How many languages do your parents speak?
2. They speak both French and English.
How many languages do you speak?
I speak 2 languages fluently.
Now, repeat. Does your family speak French?
Yes, my parents speak French fluently.
How well does your brother speak French?
Pretty well, but he speaks French with an American accent.
Do you make mistakes when you speak French?
Yes. Very often I make mistakes in grammar.
Do you understand your parents when they speak French?
Yes. I understand them perfectly.
How many languages do your parents speak?
2. They speak both French and English.
How many languages do you speak?
I speak two languages fluently.
Four. Listen. Your friend's native language is Japanese, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but he speaks English very well.
Does he speak English with a Japanese accent?
Yes, he does. He has a Japanese accent.
My friend's native language is Spanish.
Does your friend speak English, too?
Yes, he does. He speaks English pretty well.
Does he have much trouble with pronunciation?
Yes, he does. And he has a lot of trouble with spelling.
My friend has a lot of trouble with spelling, too.
Does your friend make a lot of mistakes in English?
Once in a while he makes mistakes.
Can your friend speak Spanish and Portuguese, too?
No, he can't. He speaks Japanese, English, and Chinese.
Now, repeat. Your friend's native language is Japanese, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but he speaks English very well.
Does he speak English with a Japanese accent?
Yes, he does. He has a Japanese accent.
My friend's native language is Spanish.
Does your friend speak English, too?
Yes, he does. He speaks English pretty well.
Does he have much trouble with pronunciation?
Yes, he does. And he has a lot of trouble with spelling.
My friend has a lot of trouble with spelling, too.
Does your friend make a lot of mistakes in English?
Once in a while he makes mistakes.
Can your friend speak Spanish and Portuguese, too?
No, he can't. He speaks Japanese, English, and Chinese.
Five. Listen. Let's have some coffee, Bill.
Fine. I'd like to have some. Let's sit down.
You sit over there, and I'll sit here.
I'd like to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie.
I'll have a cup of coffee and a piece of cake.
Who are those people over there?
The tall man on the left is George.
He speaks French, doesn't he?
Yes, his mother tongue is French. He speaks English, too.
Your parents speak French, don't they, John?
Yes, they do. Mom and Dad speak French perfectly.
My mother and father speak Spanish very well.
Now, repeat. Let's have some coffee, Bill.
Fine, I'd like to have some. Let's sit down.
You sit over there, and I'll sit here.
I'd like to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie.
I'll have a cup of coffee and a piece of cake.
Who are those people over there?
The tall man on the left is George.
He speaks French, doesn't he?
Yes, his mother tongue is French. He speaks English, too.
Your parents speak French, don't they, John?
Yes, they do. Mom and Dad speak French perfectly.
My mother and father speak Spanish very well.
Six. Listen. Who are those people over there?
Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Mr. and Mrs. Smith are there, too.
Mr. Jones can speak Spanish exceptionally well, can't he?
Yes, he can. Mrs. Jones speaks Spanish well, too.
Does Mr. Smith speak Spanish or French?
French. He speaks extremely well.
Does Mr. Jones speak French, do you know?
Yes, he does. He speaks French extremely well.
Do you know how to speak Spanish?
No, I don't, but I know a little French.
Do you study French in school?
Yes, I have a French class every day.
How about Mrs. Smith? Does she speak French, too?
Oh, yes, Both Mr. and Mrs. Smith speak French very well.
This is the end of Tape 2C, Book 2, English 900.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith are there, too.
Mr. Jones can speak Spanish exceptionally well, can't he?
Yes, he can. Mrs. Jones speaks Spanish well, too.
Does Mr. Smith speak Spanish or French?
French. He speaks extremely well.
Does Mr. Jones speak French, do you know?
Yes, he does. He speaks French extremely well.
Do you know how to speak Spanish?
No, I don't, but I know a little French.
Do you study French in school?
Yes, I have a French class every day.
How about Mrs. Smith? Does she speak French too?
Oh, yes. Both Mr. and Mrs. Smith speak French very well.